I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, a conversation with renowned pianist George Winston about his latest project, his interpretation of many songs from the Peanuts cartoons. That's in just a few minutes. But first, Oscar nominations were announced this morning. The James Cameron science fiction blockbuster Avatar and the war movie The Hurt Locker led the field with 9 nominations each, but films with African Americans in prominent roles both in front of and behind the camera had strong showings as well, with The Blind Side and Precious up for multiple nominations each, including Best Picture. Joining us to talk more about this is Wesley Morris. He's the film critic for the Boston Globe. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
Well, Wesley, this is a big day for Hollywood. Always a big day. And I'm wondering, you know, why is it such a big day? Why do we care so much?
I love that you asked that question, because every year I ask myself the same question too. The Oscars are an American institution. They're kind of a global institution at this point. I think the Oscars are trying to figure out what they still mean to other people. And you know, a very good case in point this year is expanding the nomination pool from 5 films to 10.
Why did they do that? That's going to make for a long night.
The reason this happened initially is because last year there was a lot of controversy about The Dark Knight not being a nominee. And the thinking, I think, was fewer people watched the broadcast because The Dark Knight wasn't nominated for Best Picture. And so why don't we just expand the field and please the many people who were upset that the popular movies weren't nominated?
So the idea is simply to get more people to watch by including more films as the contenders.
Yes.
It's kind of like the Rooney Rule in the NFL. You've got to nominate somebody even if you're not going to hire them. Is that the idea?
Yes, very good. Exactly. But, you know, I will also say this. I frequently do wonder who came in 6th in the nominations. Like, who came in 7th? Like, if there's somebody that I was really rooting for to be one of the 5 people, I wonder if that person was number 6. So now, at least in one category, we know what 6 through 10 were.
All right, well, let's talk about some of the ones that were nominated. Precious was nominated. Do you think that under the old system it would have been?
Yeah, I think Precious would have been one of the 5 films.
And it was nominated for several awards, including Adapted Screenplay. Of course, it was adapted from the novel Push by Sapphire, which is part of the extraordinarily long title.
I have to say the whole thing, Michelle.
Best Actress, Gabori Sidibe, who plays the title character, and Monique for Best Supporting Actress for her portrayal of Precious's horribly abusive mother, Mary Jones. And Monique, it should be mentioned, has already won a Golden Globe and a SAG Award for the role. Let's just play a short clip for people who haven't seen it. In this clip, she's talking to the social worker, who's played by Mariah Carey.
Who's excellent.
Who is excellent, yeah, about her conduct, and she's finally been being called to account for her behavior. Here it is.
I don't want you to sit there and judge me, Miss Weiss.
You shut up and you let him abuse your daughter.
I did not want him to abuse my daughter. I did not want him to hurt her.
But you allowed him to hurt her.
I did not want him to do nothing to her. So those things that she told you I did to her, who else was going to love me? Who was going to make me feel good?
You know, this is one of those roles that you know, people, you're tempted to reach for the cliches. What is it, chewing up the scenery?
Yeah, scenery.
Do you think that she is a contender? There's been some behind-the-scenes talk about how she may not be in as strong a position because she's not campaigning for an award. I think it might be news for people that you actually have to campaign for these things.
Well, that's how it typically works. But, I mean, you know, I would say that what she is doing or not doing in this case is kind of revolutionary in some ways. This is a woman who said, look, I've got enough stuff going on. I have a family. I have a talk show. I've supported this movie. I love this movie, but I didn't take the part to win awards.
Let's talk about the men. We can't leave the men out. You mentioned that there's a Best Actor nod to Morgan Freeman for Invictus. This is the story of the South African rugby team and the South African president, Nelson Mandela, who kind of uses the team to forge a sense of nationhood in the post-apartheid years. In this field, George Clooney is nominated for Up in the Air, and of course, there's Jeff Bridges in Crazy Heart. So who do you think has the edge here?
Well, Morgan Freeman is well on his way to becoming like the Meryl Streep of the men. I mean, well, he did win the last time he was nominated, but I just feel like at this point, you know, his take on Nelson Mandela was, it was Nelson Mandela-like, but I mean, ultimately, the sort of the inner dignity that he brings out of this man that he's playing is very striking, and he's Morgan Freeman. I think Jeff Bridges is pretty much assured the Oscar for this part. He hasn't ever won before. He's been nominated a bunch of times. He's one of those sort of maverick institutions in Hollywood. But I think of these 5 people, I think my favorite performance is Jeremy Renner's in The Hurt Locker. you know, I was blown away by how smart and confident that performance was. I mean, he basically plays the part like a star.
Okay, so finally, if there's a film that's been nominated that you haven't had a chance to see, what do you most recommend that we go and see? Of the 10 that you say, you really just be sure you go and see it just so that you'll know what everybody's talking about.
Precious is, for me, the one that people have least seen, I think, on this list. I think it is made of these 10 movies. An Education and Precious have made the least amount of money. Hurt Locker has also sort of been underseen. If you haven't seen Avatar, I guess, you know, if you're the one person in America who hasn't seen that movie.
I keep waiting for you to come offer to babysit.
I'm going to come down.
Thank you. Okay. Wesley Morris is a film critic for the Boston Globe, and he joined us on the line from his office in Boston. Thank you, Wesley.
Thank you, Michelle.